The monkey opened one eye.
"What's that you say?"
it drawled lazily.
"Up with you and out of my way!"
Bhima thundered in a rage.
"Before I strangle your skinny neck, I am Bhima, the terrible Pandava, and you are blocking my path at your peril, you miserable wretch!"
Gilgamesh too came along that way. He walked through the streets among the people across the open spaces. He approached the temple of Ishtar in order to look upon the bride that the people hoped to choose for him. Enkidu placed his foot across the opening. He barred the entranceway to Gilgamesh the king.
How funny the two of them looked, both talking, and neither understanding the other.
There were a zillion frogs there, all trying to beat the record of 21 feet 5 and 3 quarters inches set by Rosie the Riveter. If you don't have a frog, you can borrow one, so Brian and I got to enter the contest.
Once the beggar had the bow in his hands, he did not take aim on the axes. He leaped onto the table and fired one arrow after another into the hearts of the suitors.
"That's enough, you worm," said Sally Ann Thunder and Whirlwind Crockett. And she pulled out her toothpick. With one swing, she cut off the head of that alligator. It flew 50 feet into the Mississippi River. Then she could see it was just bad man Mike Fink playing a trick. "You lowly skunk," she said, "trying to scare a lady out on her nightly walk. Now stand up and fight like a man."
"We must unite ourselves into one voice. Many voices make confusion."
My eye was caught by something shining in the bottom of the ditch. It made my heart thump. It was gold.
For several days before the eruption, there had been earth tremors, which had not caused much alarm, since they often happen in the Naples area. But that night, they were so strong that they not merely shook, but overturned everything.
"We were conducted immediately to the merchant's yard, like so many sheep. On a signal given, as the beat of a drum, buyers rush at once into the yard and make a choice of the parcel they like best."
"Nonviolence must have its root in love. It is the acid test of nonviolence, that there is no rancor left behind, and in the end, the enemies are converted into friends."